أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين، أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين، أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoke about three important aspects. One is that we should never despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is we should turn fully and passionately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is to follow the best that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and that is the Qur'an al-Kareem. In these next three ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about three conditions of the disbelievers, the sinners, the transgressors on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَن تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. If we do not follow the previous three advices, commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then lest a soul would say on the day of Qiyamah, يَا حَسْرَةَ, how remorseful, how regretful, ala ma farrattu fi jambillah, on my shortcomings with regards to my responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at that time, we all know there is no escape. At that time, it is too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lifetime opportunity of making tawbah right till the pangs of death come upon a person. Till the time that the soul is being extracted from a person, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given that much respite for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should we not do that, then on the day of Qiyamah, this will be the condition of these people, that they will be now hasrat, they will be now remorse, they will be regret, and they will begin to pity themselves that there were shortcomings, deficiencies, in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first deficiency, the first shortcoming is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to recognize the importance of following the commandments of Allah, and of course thereafter fulfilling all the commandments of Allah. Wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin. In the world before this, I was from amongst those who had scoffed, who had mocked at the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this replete throughout the history of Islam. From the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people have been mocking the deen of Islam. People have been mocking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have been mocking and being blasphemous against the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things will continue. But of course the hasrat will be over there. The other important thing is that you and I have accepted Iman and Islam. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But sometimes there are also shortcomings in our ibadat. Sometimes there's a namaz or two that we may miss out. And we need to make amends. We need to make qada. We need to make tawbah. But besides that, sometimes Muslims begin to mock at certain aspects of the Shariat. Sometimes we begin to mock at the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometimes we pass comments mockingly, and we do not realize that these are very detrimental issues insofar as our iman is concerned. So one very important aspect is this, that if we are unable to carry out any deed of Islam, we are unable to carry out any sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather we be in a remorseful state than mocking at the deen of Allah or the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is the one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that they will be regret and they will be remorse on the day of Qiyamah, rather than remorse in this world. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This will be a selected small group that because of extreme regret, because of realizing now there is no other way to go, so they will play what we call the blame game, and they will say, these souls will say, that if only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided me, in the world, لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, then I would have been from amongst those who would have been pious, those who have feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, there are a few issues. One is this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, but sometimes a person does not accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, a person turns away from Allah. Sometimes a person becomes arrogant. Sometimes a person becomes stubborn. And hence that person is deprived of the hidayat and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will be a group of people out of extreme desire to be saved on the day of Qiyamah. They know that there is no way out. And now the only one excuse that they will have is they will blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously at that time it will never be valid, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allah sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches every heart, and they themselves have turned away. And then the third group will be أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابِ, when they see the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لو أن لي كرة, if only I have a chance. And what is the chance? To leave the day of Qiyamah, to now rewind and go back into the world, and so that I will be able to practice and I will become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, then I will become from amongst those that do good. But obviously there also there is no chance, there is no escape, there is no going back, there is no rewinding. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the three different conditions. Now this could also be applicable to the same person that have different stages on the day of Qiyamah, or this could be three groups of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the methodology of the Quran, before Allah Rabbul Izzat has already given us the remedy, that turn towards Allah, make tawbah, become passionate and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ibadat, follow the kitab of Allah, follow the Quran Kareem, the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest this may be the situation on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.